French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is slow foods. Scientist and author Alan Lightman was born and grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. His father, Richard Lightman, was a movie theater owner. His mother, Jean Gerritsen, was a dance teacher and a Braille typist. Early on, Lightman demonstrated an interest in both the sciences and the arts. A few years ago, he wrote a book titled In Praise of Wasting Time. It is an ironic title, to be sure. In it, he writes, "We are all worried about wasting time, especially in the Western world. We have created a frenzied lifestyle in which the 24 hours of each day are carved up, dissected, and reduced down to 10-minute units of efficiency. Fast lane craziness is a disease, too." One of the upsides to the quarantine living we have been complying with has been the rare chance to slow down. Given no choice, we are adapting. With the exception of our dedicated first responders, medical teams, grocery store workers, and the others working for critical needs, we have gotten a chance to see what life used to be like. And it is not all bad. Alan Lightman again. A momentous but little discussed study by the University of Hertfordshire found that the walking speed of pedestrians in 34 cities around the world increased by 10% just in the 10-year period from 1995 to 2005, and all of this happened invisibly. Little by little, the noise and speed of the world have increased so that we can hardly remember an era of slowness and quiet, when we could let our minds wander and think about what they wanted to think about, when we had time to consider where we were going and what we believed in. I am cooking a lot at home, along with my wife, Janet. I don't flinch when it comes to preparing a dish that takes 6 hours. I recently slow-cooked a pork shoulder. After an overnight rub with a combination of sugar and salt, I slipped the 10-pound bone-in part of the pig into our oven. I began to baste it every hour after the second hour. I set a timer I bought last year because it is a replica of the kind my grandmother used to cook with. I could have used Siri or Alexa, but I like that when the timer's bell goes off, I think of Nana. The pork scented the house magically. I went on to prepare a sweet and spicy chutney to contrast with the pork's meaty powers. I made a mustardy vinaigrette while Janet prepared a mix of lettuces, radishes, as well as tomatoes. Music ranged from Mavis Staples and Ray Charles in the morning to the Paul Butterfield Blues Band by supper time. It was slow cooking, but the day didn't have a moment of boredom. The gentle motions of plucking herbs, scrubbing carrots, toasting spices, and basting the meat were zen-like. That amount of pork will feed us for a long time to come in various ways, thanks to the freezer and the quart-sized portions we stored the braise in. We will find other ways to coax it into a different dish every time. If I don't have an idea of my own, I can finally take hours to page through the collection of our treasured Savour and Gourmet magazines. We have time. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just looking for fun and feeling groovy.